Now, the rest of the story.
Once upon a time, there was a raw-boned, rugged 18-year-old Texas lad whose restless spirit craved adventure. Often as I think of Frank, I reflect on my own youth, for with the boundless energy every adolescent boy has to burn, I feel great sympathy for those who can't find their way to the fields and forests and fishing retreats. Our great cities have confined thousands of lads to a few square miles of drugstores and movie theaters. Sociologists agree it's often nothing more criminal than an instinctive seeking for an outlet for that energy which leads some lads in pursuit of illegal activity. Not for money, just for excitement. And it was just such a dose of adolescent adrenaline which finally drove Frank away from the confinement of his own home to tramp the dusty Texas roads and hitch rides on freights. Uncounted days and 1,000 miles later, he found himself in Chicago, became a bellhop in one of the bigger hotels. Still, his insatiable hunger for excitement wouldn't let him rest, and he fell in with what the social workers would call bad company, meaning others like himself, only older and more advanced in their frustration. It was one of these older companions who tempted young Frank away from his job into a life of subterfuge and deceit. And from this senior partner, Frank learned to cash rubber checks and run out on boarding house bills. The two landed in the town of Sedalia, Missouri, the older man equipped with a vial of explosives and a steel drill. He invited the Texas boy to join him in a wild, dangerous adventure. They would rob a local Sedalia hardware store. Well, it was a black night when they approached the store and groped their way to the basement. The man told Frank to light a match so he could see to work. Frank fumbled for the match. The man growled impatiently. Now, what happened next, the theologian and the fatalist and the philosopher would all describe in different terms. All that's certain is that as the match light illuminated the face of Frank's friend, suddenly it was an evil face. Suddenly the boy saw there not a capable hero he should emulate, but a criminal. Something had gone wrong. He'd been going downhill toward the underworld, and in such small steps that the boy from Texas had hardly noticed the descent. But suddenly here it was, in the basement of a darkened hardware store, committing a crime. And the face of the man he had idolized was suddenly a hard and cruel and evil face. With quiet resolve, Frank blew out the match and said softly, "You can count me out." Well, there was a verbal exchange. The older man suddenly verbose with profanity. "I'm getting out," Frank repeated. In an instant, the man was upon him. In the darkness, they swung the steel hand to drill at one another and missed. Frank's fists found the man's stomach. The drill clattered to the floor and the fight was on. Suddenly, in the dim light, Frank saw the flashing blade of a knife. Now this was no longer a fight between two angry men. This was a duel unto death. Frank let his feet fly out from under him. As if he were sliding into home plate back in the Texas sand lot, he ducked under the knife. He caught the older man with his feet, and the man crashed to the floor. Frank rained blows on his face until his opponent went limp. A long minute later, reassured that the man was breathing and would be coming around, Frank left him there. Left him lying on the floor in a litter of smashed furniture, a steel drill and dynamite and a knife. Frank climbed out into the clean, fresh air of the moonless night, his life of crime at an end forevermore. And so it was that a boy whose spirit demanded adventure sought saner and more courageous outlets for that spirit. Still possessed of the urge to cross the horizon, he became one of the most famous gypsies of all time. Eventually, he was to search the exotic ports and the hidden places of the whole world for the boy in a basement in Sedalia, Missouri, struck a match in the darkness and suddenly saw the light. The world came to respect as the most famous adventurer of them all. Bring him back alive, Frank Buck. And that was the rest of the story.